City Talk 105.9. Official podcasts. Online at citytalk.fm. City Talk 105.9. Bloke Talk with Duncan Barks.
This is a man's world. But it would be nothing.
It appears we have some impromptu finger clicking going on here. Keep it going, 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 keep it going.
I can't click very well.
Beautiful.
I click really weirdly.
You do click strangely. It's the beginning of Bloke Talk on The Voice of Liverpool, City Talk 105.9. Can you stop clicking your fingers?
Sorry, we're just now. Laura's
just
seen my
strange technique.
I've never seen anybody able to click in the way I can.
Really?
I can't click normally. See,
well,
like
how are you clicking your fingers?
Like sorry. That.
Oh, that is weird. Yeah. You do. It's.
I like. I stick my thumb into my enclosed forefinger.
God, you're weird.
And I don't really know what.
Everything about him is unique.
Unique is a good word. Unique is a word you can use, which could almost be a thinly veiled insult of saying that someone's strange. I used to years ago, and we'll get around to the introductions in a second.
I think unique is positive.
Well, you see, years ago, before I worked in radio, I used to work in kind of like marketing and stuff, and I used to have to come up with slogans and stuff like that. And if something was just, you didn't know what to do with it, you'd go, it's unique.
It is unique. It is.
You know, certainly that.
It might not be
the
good.
The amount of times I hear it, I decided it's a compliment.
Yeah. So we're here. Stop clicking your fingers. It's Bloke Talk for another weekend here on The Voice of Liverpool, City Talk 105.9. You're like kids with new toys. Laura's
here. What was the noise in the middle of that?
What?
Jellyman.
It's going to be one of those shows, isn't it? Laura's here. You're right.
Hello.
You're looking very stripy, just right for the beach.
I wish I was on the beach.
Because it is a well-known
fact. We'll talk about the beach in a
minute. We will. And
do
what?
We should do Bloke Talk on the beach.
Possibly. It's a well-known fact, and we kind of like, we gave it away a while ago, that this show is not live at the weekend. So if you're listening to this, it is recorded during the week.
Yes.
So whatever you do, don't text.
If you're wondering which day, it's the day that's got nice and sunny at about 12 minutes past three.
So you could go to the beach later, but we'll talk about you going to the beach over the weekend, which I know you did. And Toby's here as well. You're right, Toby?
I'm very good, thank you.
You're looking quite rugged to this week.
Well, do you know what? You know how we've talked about my hair getting longer and longer and longer? Guess what I'm doing after this?
I'm
going to get it
cut.
A nice perm. Because you've got the mullet thing going on.
Oh, it's ridiculous, isn't it?
Yeah,
did you know that his hair is naturally curly? And that he straightens it to make it look like
we've talked about me straightening my hair on this show before.
Have we?
Yes.
I don't know. Have we?
Well,
have.
When you told me that
a long time ago.
I was surprised.
I know you were. A long time ago.
So we're here, and it's nice having all of us back, because if I got this right, last week, who was here?
Kieran Fox.
How could we forget? Kieran Fox last week for Toby, who was absent. Before that, you weren't here, and we had Claire Morrow.
Yeah.
Yes.
So this is the first time.
I wasn't here, and you had Paul Jacobs.
Yeah.
Was it before that?
Yeah.
Wasn't Claire here again?
Yeah.
Did she do two and three? Oh, no, I think we had a week where we were together.
Yeah. Four weeks ago, basically.
4 weeks. So this is, this is the first time in a month we've been back together.
It certainly
is.
Wow.
Should we celebrate this? Because unbeknown to people listening to this, normally we have mute producer JD, don't we?
Yes,
who's not here at the moment, so I'm having to press all the buttons and make sure it works. And I was going through a few technical bits, and we have a Bloke Talk fanfare, I've noticed. So I just think, which I thought, have we ever used a Bloke Talk fanfare?
Remember.
Can we click along to it?
Well, no, it's unclickable. You can have a go if you want. I'll play in a second.
Is the fanfare as good as my horn playing?
Nothing could be as good as your horn playing.
We need to get me playing the horn and Kieran Fox singing Deeply Dippy, don't we?
He plays the violin. Wasn't he saying he played the violin?
He does play the violin. He's actually asked me to go on his breakfast show on our sister station and do a duet with him, horn and violin. He has asked me to do
that. I thought the idea of doing radio shows is to grow the audience and build it. If you went on with your French horn and he did his violin, it just wouldn't be a...
I mean, violin's not a good instrument, is it? Let's be honest.
No.
The horn would have sorted it out. But
I want an excuse to play the Bloke Talk fanfare, and I thought maybe the fact that it's the first time we've been together in weeks could be a good excuse.
Is it better that way rather than hailing this week's Hero of the Week?
No, we haven't done the Hero of the Week for weeks.
I know, but that's because
we
haven't had one. We might be able to come up with one.
Have we got one this week?
Oh,
can anyone think of an instant Hero of the Week then?
I don't know.
Susan Boyle.
No!
Why is she a hero?
No, she's the nation's darling.
I saw her on ITV2 the other night.
Yeah.
Because they do that strange
bit. I don't think she's amazing, as everyone says. She's just a very good singer. There's loads of very good singers around. It's only because she's a bit ugly that people are saying...
Exactly, that's why the news...
Why is she ugly?
Well, she's just a bit...
Why is she ugly?
Well, she's not attractive. That's why the newspapers
What
write
makes
about
her ugly, Tope?
She's a bit plain, isn't she?
And she's overweight. She's got...
She's anything but plain.
She's got a good
she's
personality
not
to look
She's not
at.
Plain, though, is she?
She is.
I mean, lovely. You walked past her in the street, you'd remember it for the rest of your life. She's not plain. Plain is not the correct word.
Well, she's not.
She's unattractive, and unfortunately, the British media is run by men mainly. It is. The tabloids are all very sexist, and they're
all very sexist.
They are.
Yeah.
And they've made a big deal out of the fact that
no
she's an
ugly female columnists, no female editors. It's all
but
very
she's
sexist.
Not an absolutely.
Mainly, it's run by men.
Can we not have this argument?
Why not?
Because there's no point. The listeners aren't interested in the tabloid newspapers being run by men or women.
They're interested in
Susan Boyle. And I want to say...
Yeah, but why would that... No, I don't think people are that interested in Susan Boyle.
I agree.
Think it's been forced on them.
I just think that Susan Boyle is a good singer. She shouldn't win Britain's Got Talent, which is on tonight, isn't it?
Bearing in mind this is recorded during the week, so when this goes out, it will be the final Saturday night.
And I'll tell you what, she'll win it because of all the media hype and blah, blah, blah.
Well,
but actually, there are so many acts that are better than her, and there are millions of singers that are better than her. The two dance troupes that are through at the moment are very,
boring.
Very good.
Boring.
They're very good, but boring. I think Susan's good as well.
She is good, but she's not amazing. That's what I'm saying. There are loads of singers as good as her who just happen to be better looking, and so that's why they haven't gone through.
I'll tell you who I want to win. The fat Dan, his little lad.
Oh, Stavros Flatley.
Oh, genius.
Stavros Flatley's
the way forward.
I would like it if someone funny won this year.
Yeah.
It never happens, does it?
No.
It's always a singer.
No, it was a dancer.
Well, you know why
year.
It's a singer,
our
don't
very
you?
Own
yeah,
George.
Yeah, of course it was, yeah.
Yeah.
You know why it's a singer, though? Why it would be, you know, Cal probably votes for singers. It's because he can get a few quid off the back of the discs, yeah.
Well, there's that DJ talent guy that they're already trying to...
He's been knocked out now.
Yeah,
though.
But they're already going to argue over who's going to sell the single, aren't they? They think it's going to be number one and...
I don't see who would buy that.
Well, I think it's... I don't know.
Who's going to win, then?
I don't know.
Probably Susan Boyle.
Hopefully MD Productions.
Yes.
Yeah.
At the time of recording, they haven't had their semi-final yet, but we hope they're going to go through.
And win. Good message behind them.
Stavros
the only ones
Flatley.
With a good message.
Stavros Flatley.
Yeah.
I thought Stavros Flatley was good. I like the bloke who didn't get through, who picked up like a bin with his ears.
Oh, that
yeah,
was
I thought
hideous.
He was going to attack Simon Cowell with his chainsaw. He literally...
Oh, I'll tell you who I really like. I was a belly dancer.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
I liked her.
I mean, there's an art to that kind of dancing.
There is.
I wonder why you liked it.
You are talking about the female one rather than the man in drag, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm talking about the one from Latvia.
Yes, yeah, yeah. She was good.
Something
I thought for a moment you might have been
dancing.
Talking about what was his name?
Mama Trish.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen a real life belly dancer dance for you, Tony?
No.
What about you, Laura?
No.
That wasn't
proper belly dancing, was it? It was very hips. It was much more hips and stuff, wasn't it?
There were elements of it.
Belly dancing sort of goes in and out like a...
There were elements of
like
it.
Like a wave.
I know, because I've been danced for.
Have you?
I've done dancing with belly dancers.
Have you?
My mate Sammy, who got married to Janet, Sammy's an Iraqi. He had a proper Middle Eastern wedding back down south. And, you're right.
Sorry. This is not close enough, this microphone. I have to move too much. Sorry.
They got some belly dancers in, and the tradition is that all the men get up and belly dance with the ladies.
Is there anything you haven't done? Everything we ever talk about, you've
well,
got
never
story.
Always
got a story.
I've never swung
you?
A bin
good,
with my
it?
Ears.
why don't you try?
What do you think of Anton Deck?
I can't stand Anton Deck.
I didn't realise something. I've learned something from
Kim Hughes. I know what it is.
Yeah, go on.
Is it that Ant always stands on the left?
Yes!
Yeah. I only found that out from Laura a few weeks ago.
Everyone knows that.
Neither did I.
Everyone knows it because not everyone cares and not everyone takes such great interest in things.
Maybe it's only people that read Heat magazine that know
I
that.
Never knew that until Laura told me a few weeks ago.
Why can't you stand them? They're so funny.
They really annoy me. They're so... sickly sweet.
Is it
I can't
jealousy?
Stand all that.
I think it's
no,
jealousy.
No, it really annoy me.
I was talking to Kim Hughes, right?
Much
does a breakfast
when they were
show,
singing
and she
songs.
Said to me, I learned something off her. She said, Ant stands on the left, Dex on the right. It always happens. I thought, that is clever.
Mm.
If you type their name in on the internet and look for photos, there is none of them the wrong way around.
Apart from when they were in Biker Grave and they happened to be acting a scene.
Yeah. God, you've looked into this, haven't you?
Yeah, me and I think we looked it up.
Yeah, when
once,
Laura told
we?
Me, I looked it up.
Quite a day in the office, was it?
It was a busy one.
But we thought we'd take some time out to look at
you see, let's just go back to Susan Boyle for one second, all right? Because there's a thing that everyone
Subo.
Has been talking about.
Subo.
Is that what they call
it? Yeah. Subo.
Yeah.
She always stands on the right and the left.
See, it's attitudes like that, young man.
Subo.
Subo. Like J-Lo.
What's going to happen? Okay, what's going to happen? If she wins, what's going to happen?
Because she's going to eat even more.
The NHS is going to need to help out.
That is rude. Isn't that rude?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
But Pavarotti was a giant, and he was a great success, partly because of the power that gave him, that afforded him, and I'm sure she'll be the same.
She will probably get a role in a Western musical, I think. Andrew Lloyd
Webber.
Is she
interested in that? Is that what she wants to do?
Well, she sings musical songs, doesn't she?
Yeah.
And then she'll...
Midnight.
And you moaned about my horn playing.
Hey, we could go on as a double act next year.
Don't.
Oh. we could go on
as Beauty and the Beast.
I'm not going to say anything. Don't say that, Duncan. You're teasing
I'll
me.
I'll be the Beast.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah. What are you thinking, Toby? Yeah.
I'm thinking it's a bad idea.
Yeah, if you had to star in a musical, what musical would you star in?
Do you know what I think is an amazing musical?
No, tell us, Toby.
Spectacular, The Lion King. It was brilliant.
I hate musicals.
Do you?
Yeah, I think they're stupid. I'd rather go and see a play or a film.
Why are they stupid?
Well, I just hate the fact that they break out into song every 5 minutes. It's like just act and talk to each other.
Did you see the recent? Demon Barber of Fleet Street with Johnny Depp.
No.
It's very, very good.
I don't like musicals. I avoid
Sweeney
them.
Sweeney Todd.
I
thought you were going to ask which reality TV show would you be in if you were...
No, because that's too obvious. I'll tell you what I'd like to be in, musical-wise.
Why is that obvious?
What reality TV show do you want to be in?
Laura wants to be in Big Brother.
Yeah, right. You, Toby?
The Apprentice.
No,
you'd fit right in.
Yeah, you would fit right in. I can imagine you going away, driving away in the black cab. You'd be sitting there looking wistfully out of the window. And you'd be going, I don't understand why Sir Alan doesn't like me. I play the French horn.
I wouldn't be in the black cab.
Oh,
you'd
Sir
never
Alan
see me
was...
in the black cab. I'd
Sir
win
Alan
it.
Would lay into you.
Yeah. Sir Alan would love me.
Because you'd be going, did I mention I play the French horn? He'd say, I don't care about your bleeding French horn, Toby. You're fired.
He came out of a corking line, didn't he, last week?
Yeah.
Along the lines of, I was part of the Jewish Lads Boys
Brigade.
I used to play the bugle, but I don't bloody keep going on about it, which I thought was very, very funny.
I don't think I would be in The Apprentice. I think I'd be on Strictly Come Dancing.
Oh, yeah, I could see you in a bit of sequins.
Yeah. Hairy chest sticking out.
Oh, I want to be in Five Guys Named Mo. That's a musical I want to be in.
What is it?
Do you know Five Guys Named Mo?
I've seen it, actually.
Ronnie Jordan. No, not Ronnie Jordan. Stanley Jordan. Ronnie Jordan was a jazz bloke. So, issue is or issue ain't my bit. That's where the clicking comes in.
So what?
There's nobody here but us chickens.
What about reality TV? Which show would you be on?
None of them. They're all rubbish.
The Apprentice.
I want to be on Love Island.
Celebrity Love Island.
That's all right.
Who would you want to be on Celebrity Love Island with you?
Janet Street Porter.
Right.
All right.
In her bikini.
Oh, a bit of JSP action.
That belly dancer off Britain's
That belly
website.
Dancer. I wouldn't mind her. If she rolled up, I wouldn't chuck her off the island. Who else would I want on Love Island? Kate Winslet.
Right.
Yeah.
Danielle Lloyd.
Not today.
No, I know this week she's had a bit of a hard time, but what else? That'll do for getting on.
And what three items would you want to be stranded with on that Love Island?
A still.
A what?
Still.
What's a still?
You might use it to make alcohol.
Right.
All right.
Yeah. A boat.
You can't have a boat, then you're not stranded. That's
a mirror?
Ridiculous.
A radio.
Right.
Yeah.
And, to listen to City Talk.
105.9.
And a wireless internet connection in case you're a little out of range.
Yeah, that's about it. I don't want anything else.
Just a radio and a still.
And a barbecue for the
and
fish.
And a barbecue.
Yeah, beautiful. JSP on one arm, Kate Winslet on the other.
You wouldn't take it, no. You'd have to build a fire. That's what you do. You don't take a barbecue with you.
Where would Danielle Lloyd be if there's one on each arm?
I wouldn't like to say. Right, we need to go away and come back. It is Bloke Talk, and it's the weekend, and it's City Talk 105.9, The Voice of Liverpool. Now, I didn't get the opportunity to play the fanfare, which means I've got to play the fanfare before we can go away and come back.
Sounds good to me.
I've no idea why we have a fanfare.
Does it sound a bit like the final post?
No, it sounds like this. Arise, King Timmy!
Wow! This is so dramatic!
That's all right. I've got rid of my fanfare now, which is great.
I love that.
We'll go away and come back in a few moments' time. It's Bloke Talk on The Voice of Liverpool.
Can we come back in with that as well, please?
City Talk 105.9.
Bloke Talk with Duncan Barks. City Talk 105.9.
So we're back, and it's Bloke Talk, and it's the weekend, and it's City Talk 105.9.
I thought we were going to come back with the fanfare.
Can I just say something? What? By the time this show goes out, Everton may have won the FA Cup.
That's very true, and if that has happened...
I predict that they will have done. I really think that they are going to win this Cup. Yeah.
Okay, well, let's work on the basis that they have done, and if that is the case, we can do this.
Yes! Yay! Come on, you Blues!
Come on!
Moisey!
Yes, Sir David Moyes, and whoever scored the winning goal.
That is just superb.
Can I just say we support both teams?
No, we don't. We don't support Chelsea, not here.
No, I mean Liverpool and Everton.
If Liverpool had played Everton in the cup final, what would we have done then? Would have been awful.
What do you mean?
Well, we wouldn't have known what to say just in that moment, would we?
Well, we would have gone, great, and Merseyside teams won the FA Cup.
Yeah.
Well done, Merseyside.
I'll tell you what, that fanfare's uplifting, isn't it? It really is.
That's made me feel better about life.
Yeah. All right. Particularly now we know Everton are going to win the cup.
Yeah.
They have won the cup, sorry.
Go on, prediction, go on.
I can't predict. I don't want to tempt fate.
Come on.
Neither of you two are massive football fans. It's all about tempt. You don't want to tempt fate with these things. Last time I made a prediction, I predicted Tranmere were getting the playoffs and it didn't happen.
Obviously wasn't... No.
What do you mean? I'd also like to say that Tranmere were eventually beaten by the team that went up. So. Doesn't help. Tranmere fan, they're obviously very disappointed. Aren't you, Duncan?
I don't want to talk about it. I'm sore. I'm bruised.
Exactly.
I'm battered.
You look it.
When did you go to the beach?
On the weekend.
Sunday.
Well, were you there as well?
Yes.
Yeah, we went together.
Why did you laugh?
Well, I've no reason to. What was the story behind the two of you going
Toby
to the beach?
Toby invited me to come to the beach.
Yeah, me and Polly were going to the beach.
How is Polly?
She's all right.
Good.
And I said to Polly, shall we invite Laura and Craig, who had asked me to go and do something else? What was it? We're going to do a fair in somewhere.
I had a car crash last week, so I had a bit of whiplash as well, so I couldn't go to the fair.
Yeah, should we talk about your car
crash?
No,
let's not.
Okay,
no.
You're right now.
She's all right, though.
I'm fine. That's the main thing.
Yeah.
So, we went to the beach with the lightest frisbee you've ever seen.
It was a hot day and a sunny day, but it was also a very windy day.
Was Polly in a bikini?
She was in a bikini top, yes, but she kept it covered over.
Were you in
your
trunks?
No, she was wearing a dress. She was wearing shorts and a short.
She had a bikini top on underneath.
She wasn't in a bikini then, was she?
Yeah, still in the bikini.
She had the top bit, just not the bottom bit.
Well, I don't think you should be asking questions about his girlfriend and whether she was wearing a bikini.
Adding some colour to the story.
Well,
right?
You're obviously imagining it.
No.
That's fine.
I'm just adding some colour to the story.
She's a very pretty lady.
Pretty lady, but the point is this. It was a hot day. I wanted to know how hot. I wanted to work it out from what people were wearing.
Didn't you ask if he was in trunks?
That's the question I was about to ask.
Why didn't you ask if Laura was in a bikini?
I'll get to Laura in a second. Were you wearing trunks, Tony?
No, I was wearing shorts.
Right.
Bear in mind, I can't wear two short shorts at the moment because my legs are still in a rather odd-looking state.
Did you go out? Did you wade out into the water? Were you in Crosby?
Yes.
And you were there with the figures?
The men, yes.
Yeah, the men. And you get mistaken, because they've got quite shiny legs. <don't
they? laughs>
His legs are dead hairy at the top, and then obviously quite smooth still.
Yeah. They're not that smooth.
We were saying that he could have got away with just not wearing any shorts. The top parts of his legs are so hairy they look like...
I have hair shorts.
Hair shorts.
But we wouldn't have wanted that some bits of me to be uncovered. I think it's fair to say.
But what did you wear, Laura?
Just was wearing jeans and a t-shirt. It wasn't hot. It was quite cold.
It was really quite hot.
Yeah.
It was just in the wind.
Me and Polly had
cool.
our jackets on at one point.
Oh, must have been cold.
I treated everyone to an ice cream.
Oh, you're good.
And it was so windy that the ice cream was flying everywhere.
It was. Particularly on Laura, it was everywhere.
Why did you go to the beach if it was so windy?
It was a good day. It was a nice, sunny, warm day.
Mm. But anyway, Toby has got this Frisbee and it's the worst. Yeah.
It got sent to me for free by the company make my watch. They sent me one and it's in the shape of a watch rotor.
But it's made of material, like kite material.
Right. Well, why would someone who makes watches start sending out promotional Frisbees?
Well, I don't think it even is a Frisbee.
It is a Frisbee. It's even came with instructions of how to use it.
Well, let's just say it was a complete flop in the winds, this Frisbee.
Yeah, but it was good exercise. We threw it and then you had to chase it about a mile down the beach.
Yeah, and it actually blew away.
Yeah, once it landed, it just sat and then the wind went underneath. It just rolled away every single time. I think I lost about a stone running around the beach.
It was good exercise.
So then we had to your place afterwards?
Then we had to borrow someone else's Frisbee because mine wasn't very good.
Did you go back? What did you do afterwards?
I did offer, but Craig had to go back to his parents' house for dinner.
Yeah.
Laura wanted to go somewhere.
Watch Britain's Got Talent, probably.
Yeah. And me and PP went to a restaurant for dinner.
Nice. Mm. How's it going with PP?
It's going well.
What did you have at your restaurant?
I had a pizza and she had lasagna.
Fantastic. I like it when relationships continue to blossom.
Really?
Yeah, it's good.
Good.
Highlight of the beach, then?
The ice cream.
I would say the company.
And we buried Toby in the sand as well.
Do you know, I've got a vision of kind of like, it's almost like the monkeys going to the seaside. I've got this picture now, because there'll be people listening to this, and they won't, I mean, they probably don't know Polly. They won't know, well, they might know Craig, but they know you two. And I can just, you remember the TV show The Monkeys?
Please tell me. Yeah, we're the monkeys.
Okay. I've just got this vision of kind of... So like you're running around at a fast speed, ice cream, and the ice cream's flying around all over the place. You know, burying Toby up in the sand. I could just, you know,
playing frisbee, playing piggy in the middle.
Yeah,
which I got bored of because I was picking.
Very quickly. Just couldn't be bothered.
Well, the frisbee was rubbish.
No, we had a good frisbee by that stage.
Why didn't you just go out and buy a frisbee?
We had a good frisbee that we borrowed from
someone
else.
It sounds like it didn't work. I went to the beach over the weekend.
Did you?
I had fish and chips on the beach.
Did you? Were they out of a newspaper?
They certainly were.
Brilliant. Where did you go for that? It wasn't a newspaper.
It wasn't a newspaper.
It's never
newspaper.
I was going to say.
It was paper, yeah.
I wish they did that. It's just the odd place.
I don't understand. That would be a good name for a fish and chip shop. The odd place.
Place.
The odd place.
I like it.
Yeah, and I had to go back down south, and I was back down south. I sat on the beach eating fish and chips out of the paper. And do you know the best bit? The best bit is not using... A chip fork.
Using your fingers.
Yeah, particularly for the fish.
Was it a sandy beach or a stony beach?
Well, there's a bit of both on the beach.
Mm.
I think it tastes better. Fish and chips out of the paper outdoors is magnificent, isn't it?
It is. There's no doubt. You don't want it in one of those foam carton type things, do you?
No. It ruins it. I'm going to start touring beaches. I put New Brighton on my list.
Brilliant.
Right.
Come to Crosby.
Southport. Is there a chippy on the beach in Crosby?
No, not on the beach.
This is it. You see, there's got to be something quite nearby.
Right, I see.
And I'm going to start grading them out of 10.
If you're going to make this a nationwide hunt, I suggest you go to Tenby in Wales.
Yeah.
Very, very nice there. Yeah. We used to have that when I was about 6.
Chip shop there?
3 years in a row, yeah. We used to have fish and chips.
Beautiful.
Is this just an excuse to eat lots of chips?
Do you know what they're starting?
People
have started having fish and chips as like wedding meals now, haven't they?
Yeah.
You go to weddings and like they're just, it's a bit cheaper, isn't it? But it's also really good fun and nobody complains. Everyone likes it. You just have a bit of fish and chips in carton, in little, you know, paper, cardboard carton. It's brilliant.
It's the way forward, fish and chips.
Yeah, I think I'm going to have a barbecue at my wedding if I ever get married.
Sounds good.
Why a barbecue?
Just chill out, have a barbecue. Everyone likes barbecue, don't they?
Well,
better than a sit-down meal.
Yeah, I
not as good as fish and chips, though.
Well, I want a barbecue because it'll be a sunny day.
Get chippy in. Chippy.
Duncan's not impressed.
Yeah, barbecue.
Let's move on.
I've got something I wanted to talk about.
What's that, then?
Well, more of a question than a query, really. Yeah. I want you to tell me honestly, right, how often do you change your sheets on your bed?
Not as often as I should.
Go on, tell me honestly and don't make it up.
It depends.
Because I don't change them very often, you see.
Do you not?
No.
And
this happened this week. Yeah. Liesl, whom you obviously know and the listeners know,
you
she's been on this show.
With Liesl.
I live with Liesl and she washes her sheets all the time.
How often?
Yeah, is
she
there
goes
a reason
to
for
me
that?
The other day. Well, I wouldn't like to say. She said to me the other day, oh my God, these sheets need a wash badly. I haven't changed them for 8 days. How disgusting is that?
What is she doing in her bed that makes them so rank?
8 days? I would never, ever change my sheets after a week. I usually leave it about a month.
Oh!
Is that not normal?
I don't know.
I think that's about the absolute maximum I'd go to. I probably do it every 2.5 to 3
yeah,
weeks.
Yeah, I tend to be about once a fortnight, yeah.
What, in your flat? Your bachelor flat up here?
Yeah.
You do it once every 2 weeks?
And you only sleep in that 5 nights a week, don't
I do
you?
At the moment, yeah.
So
yeah.
I don't believe either of you. I think you leave it longer than that.
2.5
Because Dave's bed is disgusting.
Your man Dave. Why is it disgusting?
Well, he never changes his sheets. He only does it when I...
Do they smell?
Sometimes, yeah.
Do you know,
his whole house is disgusting and dirty. I don't like visiting it.
Ugh.
It's two men, and I think... Oh, they live like students, basically.
I'll tell you why.
Their toilet's disgusting, they've got no bins.
I'll tell you why I do change mine. It's because I had a horrifying experience at uni where a friend of mine whose room was... You know how you all used to congregate
special
in one
friend.
Room?
Oh, no. What was in the bed?
And his bed was... He just never cleaned his sheets. This was all in the first year at Halls. I don't think he'd cleaned them at all. And you didn't even have to clean them yourself. You just took them down to the matron person and they gave you fresh...
Hang on, you had a matron at uni?
Sort of. And it was just basically...
Different world. They
just gave you...
Hang on, what halls were you in?
We slept in prison beds. I'm not joking. They'd been taken from a prison.
You had a matron and your
It wasn't a matron.
It wasn't a matron.
If you were bad, did you get sent to matron?
It wasn't
you
a
had
matron.
Someone to
it
do was... your washing for you?
No. Matron. They provided bed sheets, bed clothes.
Oh,
that's all it was.
They provided bed sheets.
Matron.
So you went down and all they did, you handed them yours and then they gave you some clean ones.
Matron.
And he didn't do
matron.
Them at all, but we... Shall I not bother?
Matron. I've been really bad,
matron. Go on, what was in his... How disgusting were his sheets then?
So basically, matron. One day because...
I'm really sorry, matron.
Go on.
Sorry.
You should know not to say things like that.
Yeah.
People will tease you.
Yeah. What did mate? What happened?
It's
not even teasing, though.
What did matron do?
What did matron do?
She changed the sheets, I told you.
Was she called matron?
There wasn't one.
What else did they used to do? Did they used to give you medicine and stuff?
They didn't do anything. This is what I'm saying. All they were the people that just handed you clean sheets when you needed them.
My dad actually went to quite a...
Look at him! He's gone absolutely nuts!
I won't tell a story about my dad, actually, because it's too disgusting.
Your dad's on Facebook.
I know. Did they... What else
Shall
did
we just
they
carry
have
on amongst
what else
ourselves?
Did they have
we can't even speak.
Was it catered halls?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course it was catered halls.
It was Ming in the food.
Oh.
Well, you pay so much for it, you should... Was, yeah.
How many matrons were there?
Look at him. This is extraordinary. I've never seen him like this before. He's completely gone off on one. I've never seen this before in my life. He's gone bright, bright red. Like, you know the colour of Peter Schmeichel's nose? His entire face has gone that colour. Just every time you mention the word matron. See?
Can you blame me, though?
I don't even understand why you're laughing.
Well, because I've just got this mental image of a woman in a blue uniform. Quite
she was in a blue uniform.
Was she? Can I just say that is a really posh university halls?
No, it wasn't.
Is posh.
How much did she charge to clean the sheets?
She didn't charge.
Oh. Exactly.
It was part of the service.
Did you ring a bell and she was coming at them?
No, you had to take them down to floor 2.
Where matron
or
lived.
One. And
was yours en suite bathrooms?
No. God, no. We had hideous showers. I can't say that, actually. I won't tell you that story. It's not very nice.
Don't want to know.
Yeah. But just imagine the sorts of things that happen in shared toilets.
How often did you take them down to matron, then?
Are you going to manage not to laugh this time?
Just about, yeah.
I changed mine, as I say, about once every 2 or 3 weeks at uni. But what I was going to say was that he was the room that we, like, all of us used to congregate in. I think probably because we had a PlayStation in there. So we used to congregate in his room and play on the PlayStation and sort of have our drunken nights and sort of thing. And one day I said to him, when was the last time you cleaned these sheets? And he was like, I haven't. And this was about, you know, midway through the third term of uni. And so I said to him, right, I'm going to go and change them. And I honestly got bitten by bed bugs when I cleaned them for
it
him.
It kind of depends,
it was
doesn't
hideous.
It? I mean,
so since then I've cleaned mine a bit.
If you, let's say, you shower before you go to bed, OK, and let's say you're not sweating in bed, then your sheets aren't going to be that bad, are they?
Do you shower before you go to bed?
No, I don't. I can never be bothered.
There you go, then.
I normally roll in, half cut.
Well, I don't think of my body...
Take my boots off and that's it.
My body's not that dirty, though. Oh. I mean, men sweat more than women, don't they?
Are you a sweater?
Can be in the summer, yeah, if it's hot,
Yeah. Anyway, I think that's...
I think you need to change your sheets a bit more
often. Yeah, I know. Well, I was shamed into doing it.
Because the thing is, the point
today.
Is, Laura, and you've forgotten all about this, is you know that your mum listens to this.
Sorry, Mum.
And
yeah, it probably
she's
going to
be thinking, my dirty daughter.
No, it probably is once a month.
My mum does it once every 2 weeks, and I do it a little less than that, I think. Once every three, probably, and maybe four at worst. It's different when you've got a girlfriend. She'd moan.
What about your... I mean,
yeah, and actually, you don't want to have another reason for her not to get in your bed.
What do you mean, another reason? What's the first?
what I meant was, it's just, you want to remove any possible obstacle, don't you?
Precisely.
Yeah, that's all I meant.
By having nice, inviting beds.
Yeah.
Satin sheets.
Do you know what? My mum bought me a bed sheet not that long ago, and it is, like, got a slightly silk feel to it. Very, very, very
that's
soft
nice
and gentle.
Come and curl up on my bed sheet.
Yeah.
Well, give me
my mum's one of those people that sees something and goes, oh, Toby would like that. And then suddenly, you know, she turns up and there's a sheet waiting
for you.
You
know, your mum listens to this as well. Are you sure you want to be doing an impression of her like that?
I don't mind.
I think Toby would like that.
That's good. I like it when she does that. I wish she'd do it with much more expensive things.
Look at this £5,000 watch. Yeah. Toby would like that. I'll buy it.
Absolutely. That'd be good.
Oh, dear.
Thanks, Mum.
Yeah, I'll wash your sheets. You got a washing machine
sorry.
In the flat?
Yeah,
not somewhere you can dry it?
You got a dryer?
Got a tumble dryer?
Got a washer dryer?
Yeah,
well, there you
so
are.
There's
no
easy.
Excuse for you to be
dirty. I know that. I just can't be bothered.
Although I have to say, if I wash all of my sheets and pillowcases in one wash, then it takes more than the 120 minutes max of my dryer to dry them.
I've got another mental image in my head. Do you remember Tracy Emin, the artist?
My bed.
Is your bed like that?
A little bit, sometimes, yeah.
Got bottles under there.
Yeah.
All kinds of stuff going on.
Strewn around and all that kind of thing. Oh, yeah, rock and roll.
Are they big knickers?
Yes.
Granny size?
No, my room is very tidy, actually.
Good. We need to go away and come back. Should we do that?
Can we have a fanfare?
It is please, Bloke Talk on the please. Voice of Liverpool, City Talk 105.9.
Love it. Arise, matron.
Matron.
Oh, matron, please clean my sheets.
So majestic, isn't it?
I love it.
Yeah.
City Talk 105.9.
This is a man's world.
Bloke Talk with Duncan Barks. City Talk 105.9.
But it would be nothing, nothing without a woman or a girl.
It is the final chunk of Bloke Talk here on City Talk 105.9, the voice of Liverpool. If you are listening Saturday night, hope your weekend's going well. If it's on the repeat, then, well, thank you for tuning in.
Shouldn't we check all our, you know...
I don't know how to do it.
Oh, no, we won't do that.
We don't know how to do it.
And if you downloaded this, then thank you. I don't know how to do it because Jonathan, the mute producer, JD, normally goes online and he has a look at Bebo, MySpace, Twitter...
Facebook.
And as a look, I don't know how he accesses it. I don't know what passwords he set up. I don't know what the login details are. He's not here.
Enough,
I can't do it. All right. You've been getting a fanfare, which is more than you'd get if he was here. What more do you want?
Well, I don't know. You told me that he gave it to you, so maybe we'd be getting...
Well, I found it in this little thing here.
Oh, I see.
He didn't say it was a fanfare.
Oh, I thought he'd given it to you specifically to celebrate him not being here.
I got a story, Toby, and this might be relevant to you. Not that I'm suggesting you need it.
I think I know what this is. I was going to be insulted there for a moment.
And, Laura, I'd be interested in your thoughts here, being a living, breathing Doris.
She's Laura. Duncan, meet Laura.
Slang. It's slang for a female, Doris.
I've never heard that before.
Haven't you? Yeah.
You just, Cockney you, rhyming slang?
No, it's just slang. Huh. So you say, for example...
What does it rhyme with?
No, it's not rhyming slang. It's slang. It's slang terminology.
It might be like a Doris right. Brady if, lady.
If a pretty girl was
Doris Brady, yeah.
If a pretty girl was to walk past, you go, look at the state of that Doris, you might say. You might say, there's a tasty Doris. You might go, who's the Doris in the red?
Do you know what?
Doris.
You'd get punched.
Botox.
Right.
More men having Botox done, apparently. Now, I didn't think for one moment till I read this, and it's in the Times, so it must be true, that men actually would have Botox done.
Funny you say that, actually. Earlier on, today, actually, in the office, somebody said to me, has Simon Cowell had Botox? Mm. They said he either has been punched in the one side of his face or he's had Botox.
Of course he has.
Why would... What does he do? I never really understand what he does. The only thing I know about Botox is that people have it in their armpits to stop them sweating. That's the only thing I know about.
Well, it gets rid of wrinkles in your face.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Basically.
You don't want to...
It's a poison, though. It's a poison that goes into your face.
So why would they...
it paralyses the muscles as well.
Ugh.
To stop you from
frowning
and stuff.
Is that what that woman had, that Leslie Ash, who ended up with ridiculous lips?
She had a trout pout.
She had fillers in her lips, which isn't Botox, it's something else.
Yeah.
Isn't that the one that's made of fish guts?
What?
Something's made of fish guts.
I don't know. Caviar?
All I can tell you is that 300,000 American men are now having Botox every 6 weeks, right? And there's an American Botox manufacturer, one of the biggest in the world. They're called Allergan. Allergan.
Hi.
Have reported a 30% surge in men since November last year.
Yeah, man. Well, I'd have it done.
Would you?
Would you?
Definitely.
No. What for?
I've got wrinkles on my forehead. When I hit the big 3-0, I'm getting it.
No. What are you going to do that for? Wrinkles are part of your character.
To make me look pretty?
I think you'll find people think you're quite pretty anyway.
My mum saw photos of you the other day and said she's very pretty, isn't she?
Yeah, there you are. You see, you're pretty.
Oh, your mum's got terrible taste in everything, that's a shame.
Oh.
Slimy.
No. Didn't you say that she like... Oh, no, that's cooking. She's bad at cooking,
isn't
she?
She's not the greatest cook, but she's got good taste in females, I'm
Has
sure.
She?
Yeah. So you'd have it done as a woman. When you're 30, you're going to have some Botox.
Yeah.
Where will you have it? In your forehead?
Just in my forehead.
Nowhere else.
Where else would I have it?
In your armpits.
Well, we've already established I don't sweat much.
Will it also stop your forehead from sweating? Like, does it do the same thing? Is it the same job?
I don't know.
I find it very odd.
You gonna have it done, Tobe?
No.
Why not?
There's two men like I think that have had it done that work up here.
Really?
I know one of them.
Yeah, one of them
has.
We all know has been on this show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who?
And
hang on.
Who? He works on the sister station.
Mid mornings. Same time as you.
He's had it.
Has
yeah,
he?
Definitely.
But I think that someone else has had it as well.
Really?
Who works on City Talk.
Go on, give us a clue. Don't say the name, whatever you say.
Well, I can't say.
Is it a presenter?
You can mouth it. Let me just get rid of your microphone. Hang on a second. Oh!
Yeah!
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Did anyone hear it?
I don't know who you're talking about.
Do you think that was picked up by the microphone?
Definitely.
Yeah, I'll turn the wrong one off.
Oh, you dipstick.
It's fine. It's fine.
Oh, I just nearly swore then.
The mute producer will sort it out.
Yeah, can you cut that bit out?
Wow. Do you think so?
I think so, because I was looking at...
It hasn't worked very well, has it?
He is older than he looks, isn't he?
I was looking at his face close up one day.
Yeah.
And close are we talking?
No, it's not like
You're
a
like
bad thing.
You're like in bed together.
Unnecessary.
Well, no. But I thought, I think you might have had some Botox.
I wouldn't have it done. I think wrinkles, it doesn't matter if you're male or female, part of you.
They tell your life story.
Exactly.
Don't
it's
they?
Like when you cut a tree down, okay, and you can count the rings.
Mm.
It's the same thing. It's all about how long that tree's been there, and your wrinkles are just a kind of another version of the rings of a tree, man. It's quite profound, wasn't it?
It was, you sounded like a hippie.
Man, I could be a hippie. I'd love to be a hippie.
Would you?
What about if your girlfriend, Toby, suddenly started going really wrinkly, really young and looked dead old?
Well, Polly said to you as well, she said, there's one question. The other question is, she started going, oh, God, you're wrinkled. Mm.
Don't care.
Would you say, well, love my wrinkles?
Yeah, exactly.
What about if she started looking a bit haggard and wrinkly?
If that's all that bothers her, then, you know, she's obviously not the one for me, if that's enough to put her off. And if she looked all haggard and wrinkly, I do think that I can understand if you suddenly stop being attracted to somebody, then you know...
You'd be pretty shallow if you weren't attracted to someone all of a sudden
because of their wrinkles. No, I agree.
Yeah.
You know, there comes... People always say, oh, if I put on loads of weight, would you still fancy me sort of thing? You hear that, don't you, from time to time? And I just think, you know, if I stopped fancying you...
Yeah.
I just think, you know, if I stopped fancying you, whatever the situation was, if I stopped fancying you, that becomes an issue.
Yeah.
I can't say whether if you become a fatso that I will stop fancying you, but if I do, then we need to sort it out because the relationship's not going to work.
Mm.
You have to still fancy
you're so
someone.
Shallow.
You have to still fancy someone, don't you?
I wouldn't have it done, and I've got it. I just think you must be so unhappy with yourself to have this done. If you're a bloke and you're going to have Botox, okay, and how you look really matters to you, okay. I just think that's really sad.
Do you know what you
I
should
really do?
No, I don't think that Botox is a big deal, though. I think nose jobs are a big deal, and
men don't have them, do they?
Of course, men have
nose jobs.
Of course,
do they?
Yeah.
Do you know what you should
do? Peter Andre's had one. I was reading it in OK magazine.
What, a nose job?
Yeah. Oh.
You know what you should do if you're not happy with your face?
What?
Get a Moisey mask.
Yeah.
Have you not seen our Moisey mask?
Of course
mask?
I've seen Moisey
mask.
Well,
you can't wear it every single day, can
Could
you?
Do.
Can't
Why not? Take two or three. They'd last for ages. Good quality, then.
Yeah. I'm not having Botox done.
No, don't.
If you're listening to this, and we ought to apologise, and if you have Twittered, Bebo'd, MySpaced... Facebook.
We'll do it next week.
We'll do it next week because I'm rubbish and I don't know how it works. What?
Laura keeps moving her mic stand to make it squeak.
You? Oh, I can't get comfortable.
I need some lubrication
sorry.
On it.
I thought you were going to get her some for
who
a moment.
Who wasn't here last week? You weren't here last week,
I
were
wasn't,
you?
No.
Just so you know, we've and the plea continues about the postcards.
Yes.
Had a postcard from Minnesota. We've also had one in, excuse me, because I wanted
Hong
a
Kong?
Cheeky seaside resort kind of postcard.
Have we got one?
Laura, you saw it last week, didn't you? Toby, you didn't. It says, well, you wanted a cheeky postcard, and there's a picture of some bottoms.
Brilliant.
And that's been emailed in
that's
from Paul in Wallasey.
Yeah, it's slightly cheating, isn't it?
Yeah, but I just want to put the plea out.
I think at least they made the effort.
They did.
It's called initiative, isn't
okay.
it? It's initiative, yeah? I just want to put the plea out again.
Yeah.
That if you are listening to this, anywhere across Liverpool, North Wales, North West England, we love your postcards.
Maybe Toby's matron could send one in.
Yeah, I wonder what kind of postcard matron would send. What was matron's name?
I don't know. There was lots of them.
There's more than one matron.
Well, yeah, she didn't work
Fantastic.
7 days a week, 365
right.
days a year,
My
did
next
she?
Question is, who is your favourite matron?
I don't know.
Well, you
I
must know one of their names.
No,
or did you just
I
go,
just...
matron?
You just throw the sheets at them.
Bedclothes. Matron. How did it work?
You wandered down, you dumped your sheets on the desk,
yeah.
and
on
you
the
took
desk.
Some new ones.
But you didn't know their names?
No, they weren't even necessarily there.
Oh.
I was going to ask you who your favourite matron was.
Well, you've already asked me that, and I told you I don't know.
Sounds a bit unfriendly, really.
For goodness sake.
Postcards, please. They come into...
I've never seen Duncan laugh as much as you did
Toby,
the matron
read, read the address out there, because I probably won't get through it.
Right.
Try and do it without hitting your microphone.
Care of Bloke Talk. City Talk 105.9 St John's Beacon 1 Houghton Street Houghton Street
Houghton Street
H-O-U-G-H-T-O-N
Street Liverpool L1 1RL
That's Good
L for Lima and R for Romeo
What an L something postcode for Liverpool
I'm talking about the N Oh shut up
Who would have thought it
I'll give
right.
in with you
Keep your postcards coming
You're being
in.
Really annoying today
Also, something we also mentioned last week, very briefly, Toves, I'm just trying to put you in the picture.
Thanks.
Is the Diet Coke and Mentos eruption.
Yes.
You heard about this?
I know all about that.
What
yes.
do you know all about it?
I know that it, like, explodes, basically.
Yeah.
Have you seen the guy that eats an entire packet of Mentos and then downs an entire bottle of Diet
no.
Coke?
Let's stop for a second. You can tell. Have you seen that?
Yes.
All right. Basically, you get a 2-litre bottle of fizzy drink. I reckon Coke is best. You get a packet of Mentos.
Diet Coke.
And you put it in. Stand well away because it goes spouting in the air. The world record, apparently, is 29 feet using a nozzle.
Does it have to be diet?
I believe so.
Yeah, it's something in the chemical mix.
Does it
mix.
Have to be that type of mint?
Yes,
Sweet.
Definitely fruit-flavoured Mentos.
Oh, no, fruit. I think it's mint-flavoured Mentos.
Well, it says here fruit, but, you know, it could be wrong. Oh, what, is, what have you seen?
I've seen a guy eat an entire packet of Mentos.
Yeah.
All the, you know, chewed them all the way down till, you know, the right... Not in his mouth sort of thing anymore.
Yeah.
And then drank as much of the diet 2-litre bottle of Coke
what
as possible.
Happened?
Did he explode?
It's pretty much as you might expect happened. It wasn't very pleasant.
What, did he chuck up?
It looked a bit like, what's that thing that you, that sort of plant stuff that you can drink that makes you sick immediately, and they use to, if you're in hospital and you've drunk too much, to basically pump your stomach out.
No idea.
What's that stuff called?
Don't know.
Oh, they even had an episode of Family Guy where they all drank. Epicac.
Right.
You never heard of that?
No.
Oh, yeah. There's this stuff which literally you drink, yeah. and if you drink it within seconds, your entire stomach contents just comes straight back up. And it was a similar sort of effect to the Mentos and Diet Coke.
Why would anyone do that to themselves?
It's a medical thing. See, they use it as medical stuff.
No, but why? Not with the Diet Coke.
Oh,
and the
well,
Mentos.
Yeah, but why does Jackass exist?
Yeah,
exactly. Stupid
why
people.
Does it exist?
It's predominantly a bloke thing, and you've got to put it into context. And the context is this, okay? If you have a 2-litre bottle of fizzy pop, maybe some Diet Coke, there are other fizzy drinks available,
yeah.
And you get the old, the Mentos, and you put it in there, okay, and you get a massive spout, like a cascading fountain in the air, and you're a bloke, the next thought that goes through your head is, I wonder what will happen if I drink the Coke and eat the sweets. Of course it's going to happen.
Yeah.
And because you can't control the eruption, one presumes, so not only did it come out of his mouth, but also his nose as well. This bloke
is
doing it.
I can't. Get onto YouTube
on
and
YouTube?
Type it in, and it's brilliant.
But I have asked people, listeners to Bloke Talk here on City Talk 105.9, to do it and film it and either email it in or stick it on maybe Facebook,
yeah,
or whatever. Because we've got some good people out there up for a bit of a laugh. So
yeah.
You can Google it.
Don't do it indoors.
No, don't do it indoors.
It really is. Seriously, don't do it indoors.
You
we'll
can,
get sued if we
you
recommend
can Google
that
it and find out more about it. It's even on Wikipedia. Diet Coke and Mentos eruption, and stand well back and do it. And if you want to do it outside, film it, and then send us the footage.
Good idea.
Because I think that'll be great.
And film any other sort of destructive things you can do.
I don't know if we should be saying that to people.
Why not? My friend
would that be there?
Yeah.
Yeah, destructive things is dangerous, Toby.
Well, not,
be a responsible broadcaster.
You know what I mean.
What's
you
your
can't
caveat?
Just say, do destructive things.
Yeah, what's your caveat?
Film?
Like a friend of mine, for example.
As long as it's legal.
Who's an audio...
No one gets hurt.
Yes.
Yeah.
Who's a bit of an audio geek.
Yeah.
You know the headphones that you get with a well-known brand of MP3 player? He thinks that they're rubbish. So in order to destroy them, he... folded them up inside a golf ball and golfed around the park with them until they were entirely destroyed, and filmed it and took photos of each stage, and it was quite funny.
Has he got a girlfriend?
We've talked about this person.
Oh, is it him?
It's not just me, is it? Is it me? Can't just be me.
It's not you. It's no. Matron.
like your watch, Toby. What's the story behind that?
This one?
Yeah, it's a new one. For those people who don't know, Toby is obsessed by watches.
Yes.
And
obsessed is the right word.
What's the correct terminology for someone who likes watches?
I don't know.
No, I don't know. I thought there was a word
is there
for
a,
it.
Is it a chronologist? I don't
Could
know.
Could be, couldn't it? And you look at websites.
Geek. That's
with
fair.
With pictures of watches on and stuff. You get excited by there. What's that bit? What's
it's
that
now
bit?
Got
find,
to, it's got to the stage.
The bezel.
The bezel,
yes.
The bezel, I like the
it's
bezel.
It's got to the stage.
You're like a bit of hot bezel action,
it's
you?
Got to the stage now where if ever I'm talking to Pee-Pee about my watch enthusiasm, if I happen to be looking at a picture of a watch, I just call it porn, and she knows what I'm talking about now, which is quite good, isn't it, really? Because if ever I fancy a look at the real stuff, she'd never know.
Wow.
What have you got
Does
on,
it
your,
excite you, then?
On your wrist?
I love it. I absolutely love them. You know I do.
But I mean, looking at pictures of them, does
of watches,
it
I love them.
Excite you?
Well,
not like that.
Talking of your idea of porn, what's currently on your wrist at the moment?
It's a watch that I was given for free.
Really?
Yes.
What?
You buy? Let's have a look.
You can. Would you like to have a proper look?
Yeah.
It's basically.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
My poshest watch.
Right.
Broke.
Matron stole it.
No, it actually broke. So I had to take it back to the shop when I went down to London recently, where I bought it from. And they said to me, well, you're obviously without a watch now. Would you like one? And I thought, what?
With compliments.
Of course I'd like one. And they're actually, this shop is so posh that
it's
they
quite
have
lightweight.
That they have watches to give out for free if you...
That is quite a nifty little
isn't
idea,
it?
Isn't it?
Yeah.
And I tell you what, I felt $1 million walking out of there. It made me feel so much better, even though I'm without my very nice watch, and that's,
It's a wimpy.
It's a Vempa.
Hang on, what did you say? Your watch is broken.
My watch broke.
Yeah.
So it's been sent back to the manufacturer.
Is that expensive?
I know. I've actually written them an email, a nasty email saying I can't believe that's happened. Yeah. But how much better do you feel if you're treated like that in the shop and they say to you, well, you haven't got a watch now.
Do you get to keep it or do you have to give it back?
It says with compliments.
So it's just like it's
and
like
I said to him,
a watch equivalent of a courtesy car.
No, it's better because you get to keep it.
Oh, yeah.
It's amazing, and it's actually quite nice, isn't it?
Because I saw you walking around with that new watch on. I thought there must be a story behind that. Yeah. Glad we asked the question.
So, I went to London with a watch that I intended to leave with them, and I didn't expect to come back with another and have my one on its way back as well. Brilliant. I'm going to get broken watches more often.
Do you know that's almost worthy of a fanfare, isn't
it? I think it is.
Yeah.
It's worthy of a fanfare. Yes. The watch shop.
Go Zenka. Yes.
Fanfare action or hot fanfare.
Well, he's the
action.
One that saved this fanfare,
it's
isn't
he? Yes, this true. Is the. I bet you Girl Talk doesn't have a fanfare.
Talking of which, if you're listening to this on a Saturday night, that's next. If you're not listening to this on a Saturday night, I've no idea what's happening after us. And if it's on the download, then, well, you've got your own life. So once you listen to this on your download, just carry on.
I'll tell
you
what, we'll probably be cancelled if Everton win the FA Cup. That'll be going on forever, won't it?
Absolutely. Well, good luck to the Blues. And that's it for Bloke Talk for this week. Laura, thank you.
Thank you.
You're off to the beach now, off to the swimming pool. What are you up to?
Swimming pool.
Tobe, thank you.
Thank you.
Do I want to know what you're up to? Haircut. And I'm off down the pub.
That's the name of the German barber.
Very good. This has been Bloke Talk on the Voice of Liverpool, City Talk 105.9.
Listen and log on to the Voice of Liverpool. City Talk 105.9.